Don't you wish there was just a recipe for improving the indoor air quality in your home? You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Well, maybe there is. Right now, Lou chats with Dykstra Home Services about just what that recipe may be. Here he is now, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini joining me on the phone line right now is Rich Dykstra Sr. He is the Senior Vice President of Operations over at Dykstra Home Services. Rich, it's nice to speak with you again.
Nice to speak with you too, Lou. Good morning.
Tell me first, and for our listeners, because I'm always amazed by how many years Dykstra Home Services has been in business.
This is our 95th year in business, family owned and operated the whole time.
I mean, 95 years ago, we didn't know if we were hot or cold.
No, basically it was coal heat, Lou.
Well, I know that you're a full service HVAC company, and you have a lot of different services. But what we want to focus on today is some of the products and the services that you have as it pertains to bettering the indoor air quality inside people's homes. Can we talk a little bit about that?
You bet. We put together a recipe, Lou, a recipe for clean and healthy air in a home. We put it in the steps, and we hope that, just like with making spaghetti sauce, you have to use all the ingredients, or it just won't taste right.
I love the idea of a recipe, because I think for a lot of people, sometimes they think it's just one thing. Oh, if I just do this one thing, it'll be great. But let's talk a little bit about that recipe.
Okay, first step, clean the ducts, obviously. You know, if you haven't had them cleaned and they're able to be cleaned, there's a lot of dirt that accumulates over the years. And then the next step would be to seal the ducts. Without sealing the ducts, you run the chance of bringing contaminated air in from your basement, your crawl space, your attic, and it stops the all the particles from getting into your home. And two, the biggest thing, it gets air to where it has to get to, like a bedroom far away from the furnace.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to stop you, because a lot of people, when it comes to duct cleaning, you know, there are a lot of people, and they get mailers all the time, and they're like, hey, I'll clean the ductwork for $100 or $200 or whatever. And you and I, you're giggling, because you and I have had these conversations, whether it's via email or on the phone, that when it comes to the process of cleaning the ductwork, take me through a little bit about what Dykstra Home Services does. It's not just about taking a shop vac to the vents and sucking it out.
Oh my goodness, no. And that's what you get for $29.
Right.
What we do is we put a magnetic blanket over every register, and we tie the vacuum in. First, we'll do the supply trunk, and then each register, take the vent off, so that all the vacuum from a 25-horse engine is pulling through that vent. So we get all the dirt into the trunk line, then we run a duct whip. It's if you picture an octopus with an air hose in its head, and the tentacles just beat up against the ductwork, and then all that dirt gets sucked outside. And then we repeat that process with the return. It'll take probably anywhere 4 to 6 hours to do it correctly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that is really what people have to expect to really get that done. Because, I mean, Rich, right, for a lot of folks that never have had this done, that dirt and debris that can be inside that ductwork can be caked on.
Oh, absolutely. And just put the shop vac, and I've had them at my house. So that's exactly what they do, is they put a shop vac in one register, and they expect the dirt to be sucked from the entire house.
Right,
through that one vac. It just won't happen.
Now, the air sealing and the duct sealing is something that I think it's been around a long time, but maybe people are a little bit confused about how this process works and what the real benefit is. Can you describe that a little bit?
Sure. It's the AeroSeal process, and what we do, again, every register in the house comes off. We put a foam rubber plug in. We pressurize the system with the air sealing process to see how much leakage there is. And then we pump in a sealant. It's basically an aerosol with an adhesive in it. And what it does, it goes to each opening and seals it, much like Fix-A-Flat does to a tire.
Right.
and it'll plug a hole up to 3/8 of an inch. And it does, it lasts, there's a 10-year warranty on it. It's an excellent product.
Years and years ago, I had this process done to the house that we live in, and it was a combination of old ductwork and new ductwork, and it was recommended to me. It was, I mean, this is 20 years ago, and the right. amount of pressure that came out of that old ductwork versus how much came out of it prior to this was remarkable. I mean, I had not expected to see the dramatic effect. And when you talk about your recipe for your healthy air, not only is that ductwork leaking and you're paying to heat or cool this air and it's dumping it into the cavity, but it almost creates a little Venturi action where it'll suck dirt and debris and bring it through the house.
Exactly. Exactly right, Bill.
All right, that I really am a big fan of that one. All right, let's keep going down your recipe. So now we've cleaned the ducts, we've sealed the ducts. What's our next step?
Now we have to treat the air going through the ducts. And to do that, there's several products that we have tested, we've used, we know they work. The first, obviously, is it's called an iWave R. And what it does, it sits in the blower compartment. The air passes through it, much like a football through uprights at a football game.
Okay.
It treats all the air going through it, and it charges it with positive and negative ions. So it's just like a magnet. They attract to each other. So that when it gets to your filter, once it goes through the house, they attract, drops them down, gets sucked into the return, and once it gets to the filter, it stops it. It makes the particles actually bigger, because they're attaching to each other so that the filter can properly, you know, catch them and clean it.
Interesting.
The other big part of that is the Carrier Performance Air Cleaner. It not only captures all the particles, but it also treats the pad and kills any bacteria. On that piece, there is a filter that has to be changed once a year. It's a bit pricey. It's about $125. And should last a year, but it's something that absolutely is a big part of the recipe.
Well, and if you're looking for the high quality indoor air, I mean, you know, when you want to breathe easy, you're willing to make a little bit of an investment in that.
You bet. And what's nice about the iWave is there's no maintenance to it. It's self-cleaning. There's nothing that has to be replaced on it. So it's something to look at. With the UV bulbs, we use RespiCare, but again, with the product that you get, no matter what people tell you, that bulb has to be replaced every year.
Yeah.
It'll still light up for years, but it won't be doing anything except lighting the inside of your ductwork.
Right, right.
So that's the only drawback of a UV light.
And I think you're probably going to also talk a little bit about ERVs, right?
Yes. Energy recovery ventilators.
Yep.
What those do is they'll bring in fresh air from the outside, and it treats it so it's not ice cold. Because if weather like this, you don't want to be pulling, you know, 10 below zero air into
right.
your home.
Right.
Because the newer homes are much tighter. You need some fresh air brought into them, actually. The older homes, they leak pretty good. So you can bring in fresh air. But
these systems, obviously, if you were putting a whole new HVAC system in there, would be something that'd be pretty easy to do. But these can all be retrofitted into existing systems if space allows, correct?
Exactly. The big thing is space permitting. A lot of times they're packed into a utility room or a closet where it's next to impossible to put the device. It hangs on the wall, and it's... usually it's a space limitation that knocks that one out of the park.
Well, I mean, you've got the experience, you've got the knowledge. I know that at Dykstra Home Services, you pride yourself in really making sure that all your technicians are well-trained so they know what's going on. If people want to learn more about how to get this recipe and potentially get it installed in their house, how do they get a hold of you folks?
Well, they can call us at 1-800-421-3220, or they can go to DykstraHomeServices.com, or they can go to WGNHeatingGuy.com.
Rich Dykstra Sr., he's the Vice President of Operations at Dykstra Home Services. Rich, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks for this valuable information, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Lou. You too. Good talking to you.
Yeah.